It's 8:37, currently 67 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We want to encourage you to get out and vote on this election Tuesday. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Michigan's Attorney General, Bill Schuette. We owe him an apology. We had him on this morning and lost him, but we were lucky enough to get him back. Sir, thanks so much.
Hey, Tony, don't worry. No big deal. I was able to talk to my friend Wanda Stokes, who's working so hard to be a judge in Ingham County. So worked out just fine. No problem.
Now, how do you find time to get out and vote?
You just kind of work it. You make sure you just try to, like anybody else, you fit it in. You know what I mean?
All right. Tell us about the 25x25 ballot proposal. From your perspective, what is it and why you oppose it?
Here's the we see so many ballot initiatives out there right now, Tony. If we're not careful, we're going to be like California, and you'll have to have an e-book or a Kindle wherever you go someplace just to check on what's in the Constitution, or you'll be tripping over it. There'll be so many things in our Constitution. We ought not to mess with the Constitution. We ought not to clutter it up. And the fact is, if we want to have energy policy, whether it's wind, geothermal, whatever it might be, we ought to do that in the form of legislation, kind of a civics books exercise, Tony. The legislature proposes, the House and the Senate passes a bill, the governor can veto or sign the bill. But we don't need to clutter up the Constitution with, issue upon issue upon issue. That's what the Constitution's for, providing a legislature that weighs things, has to deliver to process, hearings, what have you. So my standpoint is we ought not to clutter up the Constitution and mess with the Constitution with more policies that are best done through the legislature.
Now, people who support this ballot proposal have told us here on the program that the reason they're doing that is because they can't get the politicians to stop dragging their feet on this, so they're going to take the matters into their own hand.
Well, the fact is that, it's sometimes their special interests are really trying to feather their own nest or try to have a very narrow approach on what they might think is the way to go. And, this is all open for debate, Tony. That's what it's about. And from my standpoint, if we want to have, a specific energy policy, energy legislation, we ought to do it, the good, the best way, and that is through the legislature. So I don't think we ought to clutter up the Constitution. I wouldn't mess with it.
What do you think about the emergency manager law and how that has been suspended in Detroit?
That's a good question, Tony. It will be suspended when the State Board of Canvassers certifies this emergency manager petition, now that the Supreme Court has made their ruling on this font, the size of the print. And when the State Board of Canvassers certifies it, then what happens, and I issued an Attorney General opinion yesterday on this, Tony, the law in question that is challenged is suspended. And what is revived is the previous law, PA 72, that will govern emergency managers across the state of Michigan. And if you look at Detroit or other, and it's not just the Detroit thing, it's other schools across the state of Michigan, if the matriculation rates and the graduation rates and the quality of education that is going to kids doesn't cut it, and if those kids don't have a definition of hope or opportunity to climb up this ladder in America, then we're doing those kids a disservice. And if you were to look at if you do a JPR on the Detroit School Board, unfortunately, it'd be a failing passing grade. So you just can't be doing the same thing time and time and time again. We're trying to renew and revise and get greater hope and opportunity for education policies. Businesses redo their game plan, big and small, and when we see failing scores coming out of urban areas or rural areas across the state of Michigan, then we need to make changes, and schools ought to be designed for kids and nothing else.
Opponents of the emergency manager law say that it gives too much power to that manager and they don't have enough say into things that affect them and their communities. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that the kids that are going to school in too many places that don't get a good education, where their test scores are low, where the graduation rates are abysmally low. Tell me that's giving people an opportunity to compete in today's world. I'd say no. And I think, parents are fed up with schools that don't function properly. And so this is about a redesign of education delivery. It's called, reading, writing, and arithmetic in the 21st century day. And if we're not getting the job done, those kids are not getting their money's worth and not having an opportunity to compete in today's world. And so why would you continue to have a failing system and that the deliverables were lousy? They're lousy, that's not right. So I think it's time we made some changes.
I have two questions for you.
Yes,
we're talking with the Attorney General for the state of Michigan, Bill Schuette. Tell us about the invasive species panel at the National Attorney General Conference, and where are we when it comes to Asian carp in Michigan?
That's a really good question. And we have a precious responsibility with respect to our rivers and lakes and streams, and particularly the Great Lakes, 20% of the world's fresh water. And I've been working with other attorneys general across the country to have them encourage their congressional delegation to light a fire under the Army Corps of Engineers. Have just been doing just a lot. They have dragged their heels about putting in place a watershed barrier between the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes. We've seen now, Tony, that there's kind of an aquatic superhighway, all the way from the St. Lawrence River all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, and you see quagga mussels, zebra mussels, and now Asian carp. And if Asian carp were to get established in the Great Lakes, there'd be a $7 billion industry, and the pristine, marvelous quality of our Great Lakes would just be endangered. And so if you talk to environmental groups, whether it's the Nature Conservancy or in others, they're all in agreement, and we're in lockstep that we need to encourage the Corps of Engineers to build this watershed barrier, and Chicago's really the problem in the canal system there. And we've seen some evidence of environmental DNA, and so I think it's really the Asian carp present a clear and present danger into the Great Lakes.
When you talk about Chicago, the courts back them up, and they say, Chicago says that Michigan representatives are overreacting. So how do you battle that challenge?
Well, I just think they're wrong, and you got to call these people out. And the fact is that we have some high-quality researchers at Notre Dame, and we've seen the environmental DNA in some of the rivers in Indiana and Ohio and in Illinois that got past these barriers, these electronic barriers in the lock system, and they're ever-expanding. So for people to say that we're overreacting, they just they don't get it.
Oh, and I've got to ask you one more question, if you don't mind. Human trafficking is becoming a big problem in the state of Michigan. Tell me about that.
Thank you. And that is a big priority for my administration as Attorney General. And when you see modern-day bondage, where young women could be U.S. nationals, could be foreign nationals, or bondage for employment, or it could be prostitution, where these young girls are forced to do things against their will, that should be unacceptable in the 21st century. We have a human trafficking task force within my office as Attorney General, working very aggressively on it, and it's a big priority for me as Attorney General of the state of Michigan.
We've been talking with the Attorney General, Bill Schuette. We appreciate your time, sir. Thanks so much.
That was good being with you, Tony. Have a great day, sir.
847, 67 degrees. It's an awesome-looking Tuesday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.